part by Tish Lumber here this morning. Let's run down some scores from last night's games as Cora lowers the blinds for me so I don't get blinded in here. That's great. Noble defeated Ardmore last night by the score of 42-28 on KICM. It was a wild one at Purcell, where Purcell defeated Lone Grove 48-47 last night. Lone Grove came up a little short in that one. Plainview over Paul's Valley 49-7. Good showing for Joe Price and his Indians. Wrangling, another shutout, their sixth straight. They beat ECP 41-0. Maysville over Fox last night 54-34. Crescent shut out Hilton 15-0. It was Wilson all over Ryan 68-22. Lindsay shut out Dixon 34-0. Dixon still playing for a playoff spot as they got Comanche coming up this Friday for the right to move on to the playoffs. The winner is in. Davis is shut out Marietta last night 38-0. It was Bethany over Medill 56-28. Marlow doubling up Bethel 68-34, but it was closer than that. Bethel led at halftime in that one. Walrika over Bray Doyle 60-0. Kingston shut out Comanche 44-0. Sulphur shut out Douglas 35-0 in a game that was called about a minute into the third quarter. Power outage up at Douglas, and Sulphur just took the win, went home 35-0. Mounds over Winniewood 43-20. It was Mountain View Godibo over Thackerville 34-8. Velma all over O'Keen 70-20. And it was Colgate edging Tisch last night 14-12. Saturday morning coaches show live from the Prairie Kitchen. We'll get underway with our first coach of the morning, which is Coach David Garza of Marietta. He is coming up next right here on 97.7, the big station. Saturday morning coaches show is on here live from the Prairie Kitchen on Holiday Drive in Ardmore, brought to you in part by Sherwin Williams. And with us this morning is Marietta head coach David Garza. Was 38-0. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good to see you. You walked in and you were like, where's everybody at? I mean, it's a late arriving coaching crowd. You were the only one at home last night.
I was. My wife is in Kansas right now. So our daughter has her coaching debut as far as assistant coach at Baker University. And so my wife went up there and to see her through that first one, and they got their W last night. And, you know, my daughter looked really, really, really special. You know, she dresses up a little bit better than I do. So.
Does she? Are you a wind pants T-shirt guy on the sideline, or what do you wear down there?
No, I wear khakis and slacks and so on, coaching shirt, and she dresses up with heels and looking fancy. So,
well, I'd hate to see you in heels on the sideline, Coach.
No, that would be a little difficult, especially in the frozen tundra that we were in last night. So.
It was a little chilly last night, but I played against a good Davis ball club. They seem to be on a roll right now. They're tough.
Yeah, they're very solid. They're very solid. They don't do a lot offensively, then they just execute it really well. Defensively, they're very sound. They don't make a lot of mistakes. And so we knew going in that we'd have to, you know, try to isolate or take advantage of some of their basic stuff as far as defense and do some RPOs and so on. So we had, a lot of bright moments there, but we would either turn the ball over or penalties and so on. But the biggest thing is, from what I hear from some of the kids and so on, is that the kids did not give up. I mean, you know, score didn't look that way, but we kept, you know, rocking and rolling, you know, playing as hard as we can.
That's important, you know, with a young team kind of in a rebuild, that you just ask that these guys don't give up.
Right, absolutely. You know, so it's all about culture and so on, changing the culture. And the thing is that we talked about it last night after the game, is that, you know, seniors, and we really refer to the underclassmen, so, you know, this is the seniors' last Monday, last Tuesday, last Wednesday, and then we got to make the best of it and really dedicate everything we've got to make sure these seniors are have a great, great week.
Do you know how many seniors you got this week?
We've got how many seniors?
Oh, yeah, how many seniors this year on your team do you got?
We have 13, okay. 13 seniors, and a couple more that were injured. So, I apologize if we're at 15. So, so we just want to make sure that, you know, in fact, today, this later on this afternoon, because they go different ways, basketball and so on. So I'm having a little get-together with those seniors just as an appreciation that, establish a tradition that that Saturday before that last game, whenever it is, is that I'm going to have them over and just really show gratitude, fellowship, and just having fun and watching college football and play some pool, that kind of thing. So
that's great. I mean, you already got a lot on your list today. I mean, the wife's giving you a bunch of stuff to do. You're out here early this morning. But you take time out. It's important to bond with your team like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've got a little honey-do list to do, but then after that, it's all about, you know, grilling some burgers and things like that for the kids and just having some fellowship.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, next week, you close it out, like you said, on senior night against Colgate. Could be an opportunity for you to get another win.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they're very beatable. And, again, we've been improving quite a bit. We've got, you know, kid Nolan Burks. He's been in concussion protocol for since Ringling, I believe. And then he was released. It was the first time last week, and actually it was the first time at quarterback last week. And you just can tell that he has an ability to have some leadership and good decision-making, so we're going to build on that.
So far, your first season at Marietta, are you enjoying it so far?
Oh, absolutely. Just, you know, great people. I feel very, very blessed with the administration and the community and the kids. And, again, it's just a big building block, great support, and just continue to just get better and help improve the facilities and so on. Anything I can do to make that place better.
Next on the agenda is that field turf, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's one of the things. I mean, there's some, and again, this is not an advertisement, y'all, but what I'm looking at is maybe, you know, contacting some corporate people, put together a proposal, and let's get some advertisements on the field, you know, between the track and the field, and see if we can get some sponsorship going on there.
Yeah, help pay for that. That'd look great down there, Marietta, getting, you've got new stands, new press box there. Might as well add a new field to it, too. Right?
That's right. We need to put it in our prayers.
All right, Coach. Well, we'll be praying for you. Thank you so much for coming in here this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
You too. That's David Garza, head coach of Marietta. Fell last night to Davis, but he came in early this morning to get it out of the way, so to speak, as we are at the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by your friends at the Ringling Depot and Danielle Niebel, your Farmers Insurance agent. We'll be talking to the Ringling head coach in just a minute, but at first, the Hilton head coach, Mark Barrett, he's coming up next as he had a long travel last night. We'll talk it over with him in just a moment here from the Prairie Kitchen this morning on 97.7 The Big Station. Saturday Morning Coaches Show here at the Prairie Kitchen in Ardmore on Holiday Drive, brought to you in part by the Advanced Family Dentistry, is the Hilton head coach, Mark Barrett, who fell last night, went all the way up to Crescent and lost 15-0 last night. Good little drive up there. I know that wasn't what you were hoping for. You were hoping for a home game, but had to hit the road last night.
Yeah, I think we officially have changed our mascot from the Bulldogs to the Road Warriors now. This is that was our 17th game on the road this year. And, you know, the kids are – now, that was junior high and high school both. But, you know, yeah, the kids have played all their games on the road, and, it takes a toll on you after a while. And, they're worn out, and I know they are because I am. And but it was a great game last night. We go up there, you know, it's a 2.5-hour drive, and Crescent's a good tradition-rich, you know, they were in the state championship game 2 years ago. So to go up there and come out with a 15-0 loss was pretty good. And, you know, we had our opportunities. We had two touchdown passes. It was just barely underthrown enough to where we couldn't come back and get them, you know, and tie that thing up. It was a slugfest last night. We kept, you know, for the most part, both teams kept the ball between the 20s and just had some good stops on both sides. And, again, it was another one of those deals where turnovers come back. And, you know, we forced a couple of turnovers, and we'd get the ball, and then, you know, we'd fumble it back to them two plays later. So, you know, things just didn't go our way last night.
It was kind of I know that going into the game, you told the boys, you know, you kind of looked at this like a playoff game, your playoff game, because that would be the district that you guys would have played, right?
Yeah, that's the district we would have matched up with. So you really had two teams there that, you know, probably not going to make the playoffs, going after it anyway. And, you know, and mentioning the playoffs, we still mathematically have an opportunity to get in. One of the things that had to happen did happen last night, and that was, you know, Ringling helped us out by beating Elmore City. So if Elmore City gets beat by Walters next week by 14, and we get our 15 points, then it'll come down to tie, and we can get in.
very doable with Rush Springs coming in. I know they're a decent ball club, but they're very beatable.
Yeah, this is a team that reminds me a lot of Crescent. You know, it's one of those that we can go compete with and go play with and come out on top if we'll just hook up and get after it.
Now, who were some of the highlight stars last night?
Last night was, I mean, there were several kids that showed up last night and played. You know, I'm going to go on the, you know, offensive side of the ball first. And you got to take the hats off to freshman Bo Bradbury last night. I put him in at quarterback and moved Picklesheimer back to tailback in his original spot. And the pup did a great job. You know, there was no fumble snaps. You know, that's one thing with a freshman that you're always concerned about. You know, fumble snaps and not getting a whole lot of reps, you know, in game time situations in a game. But hey, he did a great job. We ran the veer option last night, and he made some great reads and ran the ball well last night. Again, Colton Picklesheimer ran hard. Josh Harvey continues to do what he does, and you know, and blocks well and runs well. On the defensive side of the ball, I've got to take my hats off, you know, to the whole defense. They had some great stops last night. Basically, we gave up two long plays. We gave up it was probably an 81, 82-yard run. And they've got a little – their quarterback slash running back. He reminds me a lot of Quentin Griffin back in the day that played at OU. A little short kid, a little squatty, but he gets behind those big linemen and you can't find him. And he's real shifty. And he broke one for about 80. And then we threw a pick six in the third quarter. We're driving down and, you know, we're inside the 5-yard line and throw a little out route. And that little number two, he steps right in front of it and takes it 95 to the house. Other than that, that's all we gave up. But Caden Perkins plays corner for me. He had a big interception on their sideline and dang near ran the thing back. Israel Madrill, the other corner, they tried to get the ball to their big 6'4 tight end several times last night in the end zone, and he had great coverage and knocked the ball down. So, you know, it was a team effort on defense last night.
All right, Coach. Well, I know we hope one more game with you, it looks like it's coming to an end at Hilton for Coach Barrett. And I know you got some memories that you're going to have to put away and can sit back in 8 years. I mean, that's a lot of memories there for at Hilton.
Yeah, I've had a great run here. You know, it's. You know, I always say I was brought down here for a reason. You know, I know right quick, every time I make this drive from Ardmore to Waurika or Wichita Falls, I'm thinking, God, I would never live down here because I hate this drive. And, you know, it was like the Lord said, really? Well, watch this. And I'm going to send you to Hilton. So, no, I've had a great run. You know, I met my wife down here and, you know, and, I've had a great run, great success. And, hey, it's not over. Who knows what the future holds?
Hope to have you at least two more weeks.
Well, we'll be here.
All right. Well, thank you, Coach Barrett. Last night went all the way up to Crescent, just north of Oklahoma City, and got a loss to Crescent, 15-0. But good showing by that defense from the Bulldogs, who've really been a pleasant surprise for the Hilton this year. Coming up in just a moment, we got Coach Josh Newby from Ardmore, who played a senior night last night at home against Noble. We'll talk it over with him in just a minute, right here on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show on 97.7 The Big Station. Back on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show here at the Prairie Kitchen in Ardmore, brought to you in part by Carter County Sheriff Chris Bryan. I know Chris is a big fan of this guy right here, Josh Newby, and the Ardmore Tigers fell against Noble last night, 42-28. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, pleasure having you here. I know that last night was tough. I mean, you guys, Noble, you know, was number one in the district, and they they're known to put up a lot of points. They can put up points in a hurry, and we saw it in the second half. But you had them there in that first half.
Yeah, I thought we had them on the ropes, you know, there for a while. Well, our kids came out in the first half and played really well and played hard. And, you know, we go into halftime 21-18, and I'm really encouraged. And, you know, in the third quarter, we just had about four bad minutes there where the game got away from us a little bit. And hopefully we can learn from that, and, you know, that won't happen again.
What happened in those 4 minutes?
Well, you know, they go score and then kick off to us, and our kid fumbles the ball in the end zone, so they get a cheap touchdown like that. So, you know, basically in the end, we've got to play better defense, and our special teams have to be, you know, tremendously better.
Yeah, I know Jamari Williams had a big night, though, right?
He did. He ran the ball hard. I've been really proud of Jamari this year. He blocks hard for his teammates. He runs the ball hard, and he plays strong safety. So he doesn't get many breaks other than when we punt and then when we kick the ball off. So proud of Jamari. You know, he had a lot of yardage last night, scored a touchdown. So he's a great young man.
Tell us about this Noble Club. You said that they're probably the best club that Noble's had since you've been here. They're pretty impressive.
Yeah, you know, it definitely is their best team I think they've ever had. You know, Austin Fisher, their quarterback, is just amazing. Great runner, accurate passer. They've got big kids up front. They've got some really athletic receivers. Best offense, I guess I should say, that I've ever seen them have. You know, but in the end, we'll be back.
You'll be back. I mean, you pretty much wrapped up that third spot, right?
That's right. We've wrapped up the third spot. We've got to go to Western Heights next week and play well. And we're going to play our best game of the year, week 11. And that's what we've been preaching to our kids. And we're going to do it.
And then play better in week 12, right?
That's right. You know, we're probably going to be on the road versus Piedmont or McGinnis. And, you know, a lot of people didn't think we were going to get to that point this year. And our kids are still hungry and gritty. And we're going to, like I said, we're going to play our best game week 11.
I know there's a lot of folks out there who are counting you guys out, like you said, that didn't think you would make a playoff spot after losing just so many players, so many stars from last year's team. It looked like a rebuild, but you guys really impressed this year.
I'll tell you what, you know, I've been in coaching for 21 years, and this year has been one of the funnest I've ever had. Just this group of kids, I mean, they love to practice. They love to play. You know, adversity doesn't get to them. You know, they just handle it. And like I said, you know, it's made coaching fun.
Western Heights, I know, you know, they've had their struggles, but still, you know, it's one of those games where it gives you a little tune-up to the playoffs. You don't want to rest everybody. You want to get some reps in there, right?
Yeah, you've got to. You've got to play sharp. They haven't just enough talent to get you if you don't go play mature. You know, we've got to go up there and play mature, get off the bus, and handle our business. And, you know, it'd be a good trip.
You think it'd be an opportunity to rest anybody?
I'm not into all that rest stuff. I'm like you. Let's get our reps and get better, you know, because, you know, I want to continue to get better. And we're excited. You know, we're excited about week 10 and excited about week 11.
All right, Coach. We'll go get them next week and look for a strong finish to the regular season.
All right. Thanks for having me this morning.
This is Coach Josh Newby of Lone Grove, of Ardmore, sorry. It's been a long night. It was a long night. Josh Newby of Ardmore losing to Noble 42-28 last night. And we will talk it over with the Ringling head coach, Phil Coons, who was victorious last night. Man, what a win for Ringling as they continue to pitch the shutouts. We'll talk it over with those guys coming up in just a moment here on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show at the Prairie Kitchen on 97.7, the big station. Back on a Saturday Morning Coaches Show here at the Prairie Kitchen in Ardmore, and the Ringling Blue Devils brought to you by the Ringling Depot and Danielle Niebel of Farmers Insurance. As Coach Phil Coons with us, went over ECP last night 41-0. First of all, I got to say that Angie Sauls at the Ringling Depot wanted me to pass along a message. Congratulations. Good job last night, Coach.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Angie. Appreciate you guys' sponsorship and all the coaches here enjoy the food, and without you guys, this wouldn't be possible for us, so we really appreciate your support.
We need to get Angie over here and have breakfast with us sometime. As a man, what a win last night. Another shutout, six straight. Have you had a chance to look at the record books and see if that's a record at Ringling or anything like that?
No, I don't know that. I mean, I know we've had quite a few in my career, but I'm sure the Ringling, with the success they've had, that I'm sure that's probably not that big a deal around there.
Probably not. It is us. I mean, we're really impressed by that. It's impressive. Impressive run for the Blue Devils last night. 41-0 against a good ECP ball club. Walk us through some of the highlights last night.
Well, we anticipated a dogfight, you know, and they've all their losses have been to excellent teams. They're big, they're physical, and we anticipated a physical battle. But we were really pleased last night. You know, we had a couple turnovers, which kind of set us back a little bit. But our defense, again, played great. Got us through most of the game. You know, we limited them on everything that they did. Our defense up front with River Miller, Harley Stewart, Max Stewart, and Cody Scott, Jacob Freeman in there did a great job. You know, then offensively, jumping to that side of the ball, we finally connected on some passes. You know, Sam Van Buskirk connected to Cody Scott for a couple touchdowns. really got us going. River Miller caught a screen pass for a touchdown, so it makes it back off a little bit and helps our run game with Cash Lyle, Bo Mitchell. And then our offensive line up front, Leighton Riley, Ethan Niebel, Preston Wally, Jacob Freeman, Jackson Perry, those guys did a tremendous job blocking.
Now, I know that you look at this and you got to say that, you know, with the six straight shutouts and everything, and that you're probably more of a defensive-minded coach, right?
Well, absolutely. You know, it always has been that way, and we're going to try to run the ball and stop the run, and then if we can, you know, limit their points, no doubt about it. You know, I've never been a guy that tried to run up a lot of points, but we've kind of got our kids brainwashed into really liking those zeros over on that side of the ball, even though we do play a lot of kids and try to get everybody in the game. But, no, they take pride in that, and it's really, you know, the best teams I've ever had. Knock on wood, this is one of them. We play great defense.
Yeah, but and you got to be happy with the way the offense is playing too. Of course, putting up 41 points last night.
Oh, absolutely. Especially like I said, we were able to here the last two or three weeks we haven't been throwing the ball or really catching the ball extremely well, and people really kind of covered up Cody Scott because he's such a big target. But you know, last night he got loose and Sam put the ball on the money, and sometimes we put the ball on the money and don't catch the ball. But you know, Sam's been running the ball great, getting us some great plays. You know, if he's not you. Last night he didn't do it so much with his feet, but with his arm, and we let our tailbacks do the rest of it with Cash and Bo, and those guys did a great job. Even our big Tarzan in the middle of the middle linebacker, Ethan Johnson, did a great job of running the ball last night.
That's great seeing it spread around like that. Now you got Apache coming in last week of the season. Yeah, I mean, you know, they're a playoff bound team as well, but you know they can't catch you. So, but that doesn't mean you're going to slow down a little bit.
No, we talk every week, and even at halftime last night, you know, we don't want to let off the gas. And you know, very disappointed last year in our first round loss, and you know, we just don't want to face that again. I think that we're getting better every week, and our kids are working hard in the weight room. They're not letting up, and we're not satisfied, and we're not going to get satisfied, I hope, and not looking past Apache. But you know, we will win the district, and I think even with a loss, but we're not looking at a loss at Apache. We're just looking at getting better, better, better. Our kids are really focused.
Hopefully you got your one loss on the season already out of the way, right?
Yeah, the first one of the year. You know, I think it was probably a deserved loss. You know, we didn't show up, and our kids took it for granted that we were going to show up and whip them, and because we did the year before, and we just weren't serious, and got a little bit dinged up here and there. We turned the ball over, and it was a recipe for failure. And so, but ever since then, we've have a different mindset, and we got refocused, and have been that way ever since.
Well, good job last night, Coach. I want to say hi to anybody out there?
Oh, yeah, I got to say hi to Shelley, Sterling, Tanner, Cooper, Carly, Molly, Julius, and the babies.
Is it getting harder to remember all those names?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, today, me and Jude's going to take a trip to North Texas State. One of my old players is playing there, and I haven't got to see him yet. And it's really nice when you've been in the profession so long. You've got players from different schools I've been at, and they're in all these colleges. And I've not been to North Texas State yet, and he's a big lineman. Chandler will be down there today to see you, buddy, and be yelling for you.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck. Safe travels to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. The Ringling head coach, Phil Coons, this morning brought to you by the Ringling Depot and Danielle Niebel Farmers Insurance. Big win last night, 41-0 over ECP. We got head coach Brent Phelps from Fox coming in next, so stay tuned on 97.7 The Big Station. Back on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show here at the Prairie Kitchen. The Fox Fox is brought to you by Advanced Family Dentistry in Hilton. With us this morning, Fox lost at Maysville last night 54-34, and Coach Brent Phelps with us. It was a big district game last night, Coach, but you told me, no, lose by 20, the score wasn't indicative to how the game went.
No, it was a spectator game. It was one of those fans, I mean, they was getting after it and loved it. You know, that game, even though a 20-point game, we had our opportunities right in the first quarter right there. We had a chance. We was on like the 5-yard line, 6-yard line. We drop a pass. Then another one, same series, we're coming across, and We got them climbing up our back as we throw the ball. Ball hits us, but we just can't hang on to it. I mean, they were all over us. Then we had two takeaways, which they don't give to us, you know, and I'm going, we'll blow the whistle. It's live to the whistle. We had two kids. I mean, they're take the ball away from them. Then we had one, should have been a safety, but they put it on the 1 yard line. So, I mean, you go and look, there were some things that people outside our control affected. But the kids, they fought to rise above it. And I'm going to tell you, that's what it's about. You can't blame anything on that. We just got to play better with it. But inexperience hurt us on a couple things. You know, you look at what we lost off and what we got coming back. And we've only played over two quarters in the last three games. That's it. So our young guys that we need experience, need reps, haven't had it in the last 3 weeks. So it hurts. But I'm going to tell you, our kids were physical. They were hitting. I mean, tell you, it comes back to what you like football's about. It gets you excited. It gets your blood boiling with it because they're coming in, they're hurting, they're aching. I just look at them and say, isn't it great? And they're just going, yeah. I said, that's what it's about. So
They're giving and not receiving, right?
Oh, yeah. They thought it was Christmas. We were giving, and they were. And I tell you, it's. That's what makes it fun. That's why we love this game. And these kids did a great job with it. I mean, I had some kids coming. Blaine Anderson was bringing it. I mean, he was bringing. In fact, he's got a cracked helmet.
Oh, wow.
He was bringing it. Brandon Miller, he brought it. Rashad Fields, he brought it. I'm sitting there going, Robert Davis. I mean, them guys were just, they were tattooing people. I mean, it was awesome. We was trying to put Fox on them, and we wanted to imprint it, and they were. So, you know, it's things like that I love. Aaron Butler, quarterback, he came and did some things last night that he hadn't done all year. He was dropping a shoulder, trying to go through and fight through and get places. And Harley Darling, he weighs. I mean, that's the thing. We was going to be a center. And this is their offensive line and defensive line, 290, 275, 265. They're big, okay? I put two of my guys together. I get it. You know, one guy, my little right guard, Harley Darling, he's 5'8", I think, 150. He was going up against a 6'5", 275 guy. Hey, but he didn't back down. I mean, that little sucker, he was biting his ankles all night long, and I loved it. You know what I'm talking about, them chihuahuas? I talk about that. He was getting after it, and that's what I love.
Gotta love that. Now, I mean, I was looking at the district standings. Correct me if I'm wrong. You've got number four wrapped up, right?
We've got number four wrapped up, but if we win, I haven't looked at the points. I haven't sat and done the math. You know, it's weekend. I really don't want to do the math. But if we win, it's a three-way tie for second. So then it comes down to points. And I honestly don't know where we're going to end the points. I'd love to be third. Third's where I'd probably, truthfully, other than first, the next best position is third. Because who the matchup is, because after we do that, then we go play them teams over the other side over there, and they're not even close to the caliber that we've got here. But if we go four, that means we'll probably be playing Pond Creek Hunter, you know, the number one team, two-team state. They're big. It's all right, though. We'll bite their ankles.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they ain't going to know what they're going to get, and that's right. We're going to be playing our best. It's like Stockos Newbie, too. We're sitting there, hey, let's play our best week 11. I don't care what we got. We hit the playoffs, a whole brand new season. Everybody's 0-0. Let's play our best in. Let's play our best in and just keep going in. And these kids are believing them. Gosh, they're fighting and loving it.
No, I noticed that almost every Saturday that you're here, that you sit over there next to Coach Josh Newby and pick his brain a little bit. You can learn a lot from that guy, can't you?
Hey, that guy is good, even though he's from Marlow and I'm an old Frederick boy. We're rivals, you know. Yeah, you can learn a lot from him with it.
Does he actually talk to you?
Oh, yeah, he talks to me.
I know he talks to me all the time, but here on the show, he just, I don't know, gets a little quiet and everything. I don't know if it's shy or, you know, whatever, but does he talk? He gets to talk to you in the breakfast, huh?
Oh, yeah, he does. But, you know, hey, type of guy, you're going to talk to me. You know, I won't talk to you one way or another. We're going to enjoy it. But, yeah, no, he does a great job. He's just his demeanor. He's got a great calm demeanor. Lots of times I wish I could model him, be like a more calm demeanor like that. But, you know, we're all cut from different, and again, I guess I like him even though he's from Marlow. Yeah.
Well, Mountain View Goaty Bowl is it's going to be tough next week. But like you said, you pull one off, you could leapfrog all the way up to number two. That's good.
Yes, we could. And I tell you what, they play. They fly to the ball well. That's what we're going to have to be really working at. They're quick. They're not very disciplined technique-wise. When you watch them on film and go through, because we've watched already some film on them, not saying we don't peek ahead, but we do, they'll fly to the football. Now, technique-wise, they're not great technicians. So we're going to have to capitalize on that both offensively and defensively to adjust to where – we can put them in spaces where they're going to make the wrong decision. And I think we can do it. It's going to be at home. It's going to be senior night. I tell you what, if this weather stays like this, it's beautiful. It's fat dog weather, and I love it. I mean, you get out there, it's great. This is football weather, and last night was no exception. It was beautiful. If we can keep it like that.
Yeah, that was great. No wind, but it was nice and cool. Felt really good last night. Well, Coach, go get them next week.
Hey, we're going to give it all we got. The kids are going to fight with everything they got, and that's what we're here for. And I tell you something else that's pretty cool this morning. I'm coming in this morning. I can't find a parking place. But that tells you how good the breakfasts are here, you know. And they do a great job here. And I'm trying to find a parking place. I fix it. Well, I guess I'm not going to go talk on the radio to Raj if I can't find a parking place, you know. So I was going to call you and just say, hey, man, no parking place. I can't be there.
You're going to host this next year, by the way. I didn't know if you knew.
I'm not. You got the radio voice. You got the radio mentality. Me, I'm just an old country boy that don't have that.
You'll be good at it. Coach Brent Phelps from Fox, thank you, sir, for being here. If the restaurant's full, they can sit back here with us. We'd love to have you back here. So come on by and see us. Coach Phil Tabor is talking around, walking around, talking to coaches, too. So come on over here, see Phil Tabor and the crew at Prairie Kitchen. Coming up next on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, Plainview Coach Joe Price is coming up. So stay tuned. They won big over Paul's Valley last night. We'll talk it over with Joe in just a moment on 97.7, the big station. Saturday Morning Coaches Show here at the Prairie Kitchen in Ardmore as the Raj here with you, Roger Price, with Joe Price, the head coach of Plainview, defeated Paul's Valley last night 49-7, went on the road and got a big district win last night. Good job, Coach.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
49-7. I know Paul's Valley a little down this year, you know, rebuilding quite a bit after last couple of years they were right there, you know, making that, you know, run for the playoffs and stuff like that. But they're still a formidable opponent, and they can put up some yards at least.
Yeah, they've got their offense is pretty tough. They run the wishbone and try to keep the ball away from you, and they were snapping it with about 2 seconds left on the clock, trying to slow the game down, which, you know, you can't really fault them for doing that. I mean, that's kind of a little bit of the philosophy of that deal. They played really hard. You know, he's got good kids. I think he's been hit by the injury bug a little bit, too. You know, they were playing some younger kids. So they definitely weren't, they were a little bit undermanned.
How did your guys look last night? 49 points, looked pretty good, huh?
Yeah, we were up 35-0 at halftime, and then we played one more series of offense and defense with our starters, and then we got the younger guys in there. So, defensively, we played really, really well. Versus that offense, you know, it's kind of one of those deals. If they get two or three first downs, you know, they've been out there for 5 minutes or so, and so. You just got to do a good job of stopping those guys and trying to keep them at no gain and really keep them behind the chains, because if you don't, they're probably going to get first downs and keep moving the thing, progressing it down the field. So our defense played really, really well. Our D-line and linebacker guys did a really good job of, reading their keys and tackling the right people. And so I was really proud of those guys and the way they played.
Some names on defense. Who were some of the big standouts?
We got a couple guys that have really been playing well. Trevor Burton, our middle linebacker, he's been doing a good job. Adam Greisman's one of our senior D-line guys. He's doing a good job for us. He just primarily plays D-line, so, he stays out there the whole time and does a good job. We kind of rotate all of our big offensive line guys at nose guard. Eli Russ, Cody Marr, Joey Barker, all those bigger guys we've got, they all rotate at nose guard. And all of them made tackles last night. And so, we've got another Justin Gillum and Zane Campbell, they rotated our other defensive end spot. And so those guys all played well. Caleb Burson, our other linebacker, played really, really well. So, you know, all those kids, you know, we kind of had a guy that was out, so we had to rotate Caleb down there to play his spot. And, you know, we rotated Caden Pickens in there. And so all those guys really played well last night, real physical, you know, winning the one-on-one matchups that you get in that stuff sometimes.
How about offensively?
Offensively, you know, we had a really good night early. We threw the deep ball, kind of got after it and put some points up quickly. Blake now, I think, had 5 catches for 163 yards and 2 touchdowns. And then, you know, I think Brock had, you know, 191 yards. 2 running backs both had about 50-some yards, you know, and so they didn't have a lot of carries, but they're pretty productive when they had it. And all those guys did a good job, you know. It's the same guys, Tyson Aljabor and Jackson Clemens and then Blake Now and Peyton Weber. And so, you know, those guys have all just been playing really well. You know, they take advantage of their opportunities when they get to catch the ball and, you know, do good things with it when they get in their hands.
Got some superstar names on that ball club, I know. And Blake Now, I mean, is probably the, he's probably the best of them all and probably the best in the whole entire district. But, gosh, that guy can do anything. I mean, offensively, defensive, run the ball. You throw it to him, he catches everything thrown to him. I mean, this guy's special talent.
Yeah, he is. And you know, that's why he's going to, you know, TCU and going to go play there and probably end up being a really good player for him. We just try to, you know, vary the ways we get him the ball. You know, we line him up in the backfield sometimes. We move him around to the different receiver spots. And, you know, it just kind of – because people will try to double cover him, and you'll look out there and there'll be 2 guys and sometimes 3 guys in the area. And so they're just doing the best they can to try to take him away, you know, which is smart on their part because, you know, I mean, when he catches it and makes one guy miss, he's fast enough to outrun everybody else. And so – you know, he's done a great job handling that too, you know, cause sometimes he wants the ball and you know, that's just from a competitor standpoint, and he's not a guy that's going to go tell you, hey, throw me the ball. You know, he's great in that respect that he just, you know, goes and does his job and does what we ask him to and does it really well. You know, but it opens up a lot of things for the other receivers, just because there's coverage rolled to him and those type of situations. So, you know, just probably the way he's handled all that, you know, because some of those games he's had huge nights and then some of it's been, you know, just kind of average, but his other teammates have had really good nights. So, and you know, you watch him on film and somebody scores a touchdown or something, he's running down the field celebrating like a happy kid, just happy for his teammates to do well, you know.
Good teammate to have, good leader on that ball club. And now next week you got Douglas coming in to wrap up the season. And, you know, Douglas hasn't won a game all year, but you're not going to rest everybody. I mean, you guys got to get some reps in there, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we need to. You know, I think we'll probably play, you know, I don't know, Roger. You never know how it's going to go. I mean, we're dealing with 14 through 18-year-old kids, you know, and heck, we may go out there and fumble the ball 6 times in the first half, and they may be ahead. I don't know. But this group, I give them credit. You know, they've been really mature with a lot of things, just like last night. You know, they went and played well early and kind of got things under control so the younger guys could get in there and play. You know, I guess the thing that as a coach you always worry about is, you know, how much do you play them to keep them sharp? And then, you know, if you just set everybody down and then the next week you go out there and you don't play very well, you always wonder, well, should I have sat them down and not gave them game time? And so we'll just kind of evaluate where everybody's at and let those guys go out there and play, and hopefully they play well early and, you know, get out there and get some good series in and score some points and stop them on defense and feel good about it and get them out and then get the younger guys in there is hopefully what you want to happen. And sometimes, you know, what are the best laid plans, right? You know, sometimes those don't always work out the way you want them to. But, you know, I think our kids will respond and do what they're supposed to do.
Now, that's a tough Douglas is a physical ball club despite being 0-9 this year. They're physical. So you got to watch that a little bit, you know. Like you said, you don't want anybody to get hurt.
Right, right. You know, and I don't know. I think, you know, when you go to a football game, you expect a physical deal. And so I think our kids play that way, and that's what they kind of expect the other team to do too. You know, so it'll be good. You know, I you know, you always kind of feel for another team you know, they're haven't won a game and that kind of thing. So, you know, we've played Douglas a bunch, and they're good kids, and their coaches do a good job of coaching those guys up. So, you know, I expect it to be a good, clean game and just get in and get out. You know, it's senior night for us, and there's a lot of things going on. So, should be a fun night for our kids.
Yeah, should be an emotional night and a fun night. Probably a lot of high spirits in next week's game. Last home game of the regular season for Plainview. So, Coach, good job last night, and good luck next week.
Yep. Thank you, Roger.
All right. Joe Price from Plainview with a win last night, 49-7 over Paul's Valley. We're going to wrap it up with Coach Kenny Ridley of Wilson coming up in just a second on a Saturday morning coaches show here at the Prairie Kitchen, 97.7 The Big Station. Back on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show here at the Prairie Kitchen in Ardmore, brought to you in part by Carter County Sheriff Chris Bryant. We have the Wilson head coach, Kenny Ridley, with us. They beat Ryan last night 68-22. What a win. A lot of points put up last night, Coach.
We had the scoreboard lit up, and it was just a great night to play football after the inclement weather last week. We had a beautiful night, and Ryan's football stadium sets out on a hill, and we got to enjoy the sunset right before kickoff. So it was just a great night to play football, and great night to be an Eagle.
Just sat around, watched the sunset, had some blankets out there, did a little picnic before the game.
That's what head coaches do, man. You just enjoy the scenery, enjoy the sunset, and let those kids go out and do their thing after a good week of preparation.
You know, if there wasn't that 45-point rule in 8-man football, no telling how many points you guys would have put up last night.
You know, that's something that I've really struggled with. You know, we didn't have that in 11-man. That's where I spent the bulk of my career. But as we were talking about off-air, we've got 13 kids right now that are healthy, and our offense was clicking. And their quarterback, Grayson Timberland, head coach's son, was a great player last night. And we really had trouble stopping him. We got some fortunate turnovers, but we were just wanting to maximize the use of that 45-point rule and get off the field healthy where we can move forward and play again next week with all of our kids. Last year kind of snake bit us. You know, we finished the year with 8 kids, and so management of the health of your players at this point in time of the year in a Class B school is really, really vital, I think.
You get some guys back next week?
No, we'll end up with the dirty Baker's dozen, so we'll just keep rolling with the 13 we've got. But they're good ones. I wouldn't trade them for anything right now.
Walk us through some of last night. What were some of the big highlights, some of the big plays?
I'll tell you what, we had some freshmen step up last night. Caden Barron has kind of played a limited role. He's been our backup quarterback, but we threw him out at receiver. He had a 61-yard touchdown pass, did a great job on both sides of the ball last night. John Gunner continues to improve defensively at defensive end. Kalen Fulton is another one of the Fulton boys that come in. He, as a freshman, he had a couple of receptions and started on defense for us. We did get contributions from some kids that were hadn't played a whole lot this year. Daniel Howard came in at nose guard. They have an excellent offensive lineman. He's probably about 6'4", 350, and just a load. And Daniel came in and kind of neutralized him in the second half. So we had some contributions from some guys that haven't been able to step up and really shown last night. Luke Coney and Logan Schaff's connection still is providing a lot of benefit for us. Luke had 214 yards on 6 catches, 3 touchdowns, and Logan just continues to play really well. Hayden Mantu's kind of struggled a little bit through the year, but we got our offensive line kind of more comfortable with our blocking schemes. He had 120 yards last night, and Ethan Lowry, Dylan Plunk, and Axon Hunsecker kind of paved the way for him with the offensive line. So we were really, really tickled last night with our offensive performance, and we've got some things to work on defensively. Like I said, we didn't tackle particularly well, but we're just happy to get out there with the win and be able to move forward and look forward to playing Bray next week at home.
That's right. You know, you wrapped up a home playoff berth in that first round. That's very important to the community of Wilson, isn't it?
You bet. Yeah, we've got a lot of excitement. I was thrilled with how many of our folks traveled over to Ryan. It's not a terribly long drive, but when you look up in the stands and you see more folks sitting on the visitor side than you do the home side, that's always a great feeling as a coach and as a team, and that's been the case several times this year. Our Wilson fans travel, and they love their Wilson Eagles.
That's right. So you got Bray Doyle next week, and very winnable ball game. But by no means are you going to put it on cruise control, are you?
No. Like we talked to our kids about, we want to maximize the opportunities of practice. You know, we've got four guaranteed practices, and we're going to utilize those and try to get better against Bray. There's only certain things that you can do during the week of practice, and games are really the time that you get experience that you can use the next week. So we want to get better this week against Bray, honor our six seniors that we have. We've got Logan Schaff, Ethan Lowry, Dylan Plunk, Tommy Wright, Lou Coney. I think that's six, but hopefully I didn't miss any. But those guys have made a great contribution to our program, so we'll honor those guys before the game next week and try on the donkeys and get ready for the next week, week 11 there at home at Wilson.
Do you know who you're lined up with yet on the first-round playoff?
We're thinking it's going to be Cyril Snyder, winner. And, that district's kind of duked it out. And so we're kind of waiting. But, we saw Cyril earlier in the scrimmage. And Snyder we've seen on film a couple times this year. So we feel like we can match up pretty well with either one of those squads. So we're just looking forward to the opportunity to keep moving forward.
Having only 13 guys on your team, what position do you play on the scout team? Do you play linebacker?
I am the scout team quarterback. Like I mentioned, I can't effectively simulate anybody, but I'm a pretty good tackling dummy. So
we can get Justice Runke out there to help you guys out if you want.
No, Justice, I had the opportunity to coach Justice when he was in junior high, so he would be a welcome addition to our scout team, I promise you.
Yeah, he's my cameraman for Lone Grove on Friday nights. A great kid.
You need to share that kid with me. Okay. We'll use him.
I'll tell him. He'll be happy to do that.
All right.
Coach Ridley, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Man, we appreciate Mr. Tabor and Prairie Kitchen for hosting us, and we just love to come out here and visit with you guys, and it's a great way to spend a Saturday morning. Thank you, guys.
All right. Coach Kenny Ridley from a victorious Wilson Eagle Ball Club last night. A big win over Ryan, 68-22. We'll wrap it up from the Saturday Morning Coaches Show when we come back in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's 97.7 The Big Station. Back here on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show at the Prairie Kitchen. Thank you to Cora. Did a great job on waiting on us today and helping out the coaches here and getting their breakfast taken. Coach Phil Tabor is still over here. Or not Coach Phil Tabor. Phil Tabor from the Prairie Kitchen is over here talking over with some of the coaches still. And it's always so gracious to have us here every Saturday morning. Here at week 9, we have two more weeks left. We have next week to wrap up the regular season. Then we're going to be here through that first week of the playoffs, too. So I hope you can join us out here at the Prairie Kitchen. I do want to say good morning to Coach Steve Day at Dixon. They fell Lindsay 34-0 last night. Coach Day wasn't able to make it. Neither was Coach Brad Osteen of Lone Grove. It was a tough one last night. I know they didn't get home until late last night at Purcell. Purcell won 48-47, such a heartbreaking loss last night for Lone Grove. But, man, they played a heck of a ball game. What a game. That was probably the game of the year as Lone Grove and Purcell combined for over 1,200 total yards of offense, but Lone Grove fell short, and their playoff hopes are gone as well as they lost at Purcell by one. But they'll be back at it against Bethel this Friday for senior night. And we'll have that game for you on KICM-TV, so hope you can join us this Friday night for our final Lone Grove broadcast of the season. Ardmore is going to be at Western Heights. We'll have that game for you on KICM-TV and here on the radio. Also on Friday night, you'll be able to watch Paul's Valley and Sulphur battle it out. And our game of the week is going to be a game that comes down to this one for Dixon and Comanche, and the winner will make the playoffs. So that game you can watch on KICM-TV between Comanche and Dixon. Comanche is number 4 in that district, Dixon number 5. If Dixon can win that game, they'll leapfrog Comanche and make it to the playoffs with a victory. So that's going to be on Friday night on KICM-TV. Now, coming up later on this afternoon on the radio, we'll have for you at 2 o'clock the Southeast Eastern Savage Storm looking to break a six-game losing streak as they will take on Arkansas Tech, who is struggling a bit this year as well. So join us for that game here this afternoon at 2 o'clock right here on 97.7, the big station, Southeastern at Arkansas Tech. That does it for us here today from the Prairie Kitchen. Again, thanks to Phil Tabor and the crew here at the Prairie Kitchen for having us here. Thanks to the amazing Kurt Mays back at the studio, all the coaches, all the fans out there. Thank you for tuning in. You can listen to this via podcast a little bit later on today. It'll be made available for you on our website at KICM.com. It's Roger Price saying so long from the Prairie Kitchen.